morning.
Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Well, one of my favorite Christmas movies is Polar Express. Has anybody ever seen Polar Express? Now, the best way to experience Polar Express is IMAX 3D. Has anybody seen it in IMAX 3D? Am I not right? It was meant... Oh, yes, Carl. Good. I'm glad you saw it. You're with me. It is really the best way to experience that movie because it was meant for IMAX 3D. If you think about the scenes, next time you watch it, when the leaf is floating around, you see the leaf floating around by you, and all of a sudden, you feel as if the wolves, you're caught up in the pack, and you're running with the wolves. If you notice, the wolf will look back, and it's like the wolf is looking at you. The train scene is absolutely fantastic. You know when it gets out of control, and it's all over the place, and you're going up and down and up and down? Well, it's like you are on the train experiencing that. When this song comes on, Chocolat, remember Hot Chocolat? I mean, the dancers, they're dancing over you because you see that. So you, if it ever comes in 3D, number one, if it's 3D, just go. If it's 3D IMAX, no matter what it costs, go. You will never, ever experience this movie the same again. Now, at the very, very end of that movie, who appears? Who appears? The man of the hour. Yes, 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 yes. But what do the elves start singing before that? Anybody remember? You better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Then what happens after that? What do they sing? He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Then it wraps back around again. Now that's pretty scary, isn't it? Santa Claus, watching us 24 hours a day. So we better be good. Or else what? No presents. You know, my brother got coal one year for Christmas in his stocking. And then, who does Santa send? Some to some of our house. An elf. He's got a little elf scout. So just in case, what does that elf do? Watches. And what happens at night? Where does that elf go? Back to Santa? Okay, check off Emma. Good. Bad. Good. Bad. Good. Bad. Good, good, good. Christopher? Good. Not so good. Good.
Bad.
Good, 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 good. Do you think God's like that?
No.
Do you know in many, many churches, that is exactly how the view of God is? That the view of God is, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Jesus Christ is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so you better be good for goodness sake. Because what happens if you're not good in some of the churches? What do they tell you? You're going to hell. You know, for some people, this is hell. It's not a fun place to be. They may be trapped in different things that are happening in their lives. Well, I have a surprise for you. God is not like Santa Claus at all. In fact, God is just the opposite of Santa Claus. God is not there checking off a list and watching everything that you are doing. God does not have spies around here to report back to God on what's happening. You see, we have a gracious God that acts for us and not against us. There is nothing at all that is contingent upon God's love for us. It's not you better be good or else you're going somewhere other than heaven. It's not you better accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord or Savior if you want to enter the kingdom of God. It is not when you accept the Lord, then everything in your life is going to be perfect because God will show God's favor on you. In fact, it is the opposite. When we can't find God in our lives, God comes to us in those places when we need God the most, where we can't feel God. God shows up and comes to us because God's grace is pure grace, no exceptions. No, you meet me up the ladder halfway and I'll come down halfway to meet you. God left God's throne and came all the way down to earth in the form of a child. God took on skin and bone, flesh and blood for us. To experience what we experience, to reconcile us once and for all. And it is for all time, for all people, because there's nothing that we can do that will measure up to God. And let me tell you, do we not try endlessly over and over and over again to measure up? But you see, when we really understand this gift that's given to us, then we're set free. We're set free from the bondage of having to perform, having to feel as if I've got to measure up for God to forgive me. No, grace, pure, unconditional grace says, I love you. For who you are. I may not like what you're doing, but I love you and you are reconciled to me. And it is when we understand that deeply in our core, that's where the freedom comes from. And that's when we realize we have got to tell everybody this story that God comes to us. Pure grace. God is the one who does the acting here, not us. We're not capable of it. And that's what's hard for us to accept. Because if we were to choose between God and ourselves, we're going to choose ourselves every single time. Whether or not we want to believe it, we will. It's what we do. We're human. And God understands that, which is why in Jesus Christ, God was doing something totally new. It was so outrageous. What God comes to the very people that God created? In mythology, in Greek mythology, and at that time, the Greek and the Roman gods, it was all about the gods creating people to serve them. What God comes down and serves the people? Our God. And that's what we celebrate on this day, that we have a God who puts on flesh and bone and skin and blood and walks with us and becomes vulnerable. Poops, yes. Bathes like us, eats like us, cries like us, feels like us, hurts like us, is challenged like us. And ultimately, who goes to his death for us. Because that's the only way it could be done. In Jesus Christ, God is with us. God, Emmanuel, coming to us. That's incredible freedom. And as we begin to understand that, and the Holy Spirit opens up our hearts and we see the freedom that that brings, your life will begin to unfold in new and incredible ways, no matter what your circumstances. Because we have a God who gives unconditional grace, mercy, forgiveness, and is always with each and every single one of us. So as the sermon title says, he's here. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Amen.